3, 2, 1. Yes, you got it. Hello, everybody. It's me, Stephen Brody Stevens, back here again for the Festival of Friendship on All Things Comedy here in Burbank, California. I'm your host, Stephen Brody Stevens, and we will be taking some phone calls. We will be making phone calls. We will possibly have a guest come in, but I wouldn't count on it. I'm not good at booking. I don't really have a producer. These are choices that I've made. I daily do get requests for my podcast, and I like to say, hey, I'm podcasting. I don't think anybody knows that I'm podcasting here. I don't promote it enough. I feel that, you know, putting it in the Twitter timeline right now saying, hey, I'm doing a podcast. Hey, you're watching me on Periscope. Hey, I'm in the Twitter timeline. Doing that once a week for that 1 hour period probably is not good enough. I don't know if I'm listed. I don't know where I'm listed. I don't know how many downloads. I don't know what the name of this podcast is. I can only tell you that we've probably have done 35, 36 episodes. I've had maybe 4 guests, but my goal was to be consistent. My goal was to come in once a week at a set time and knock these things out. I think it's a net gain. It's positive. Could it be more? Could it be bigger? Yes. Could I have guests? Yes. Do I have back and neck pain right now? Yes. Do I need to go to Target and buy metal detectors? Yes. And then return them for smoke detectors? Yes, because that's what I need. Then I'm going to the Dodger baseball game at the stadium. Going to meet a friend there. Going to watch the game. Going to have some food, going to take some photos, going to be a normal person, going to have a field pass and just be around the action. Then I may go do Squat Melt, Howard Kramer Show, Dragon Boy Suede, possibly, if I have time, if I'm able to get out of Dodger Stadium at the right period. Then tonight, as always, Wednesday, I will be closing the main room at the Comedy Store. You got it. 11:30 p.m. spot. That means I'll be on stage probably near 12. And depending on who is in the sound booth or the management that night, I'll do anywhere from 30 to 50 minutes, 30 to 55 minutes, 35 to 55 minutes. Something of that nature. Then on June 19th, I believe my special will be airing on Amazon. They're already pre-promoting it on Amazon. I guess that's where it'll be airing. It's a late night from the main room. It's essentially just capturing me, shooting a special during a late night. The special is not perfect. It's not the greatest thing ever. It just kind of captured. I walk away from it saying, hey, it captured what I did that night, what you were seeing there for the most part from February of 2017. That's where I was as a comedian doing a special in the main room, synthetically recreating the vibe, but for the most part nailing it. And what can I tell you? It's not the great, it's I'm already looking to the next special. That's the whole idea about being a comedian. How do you keep growing? Well, ideally you want to get stage time. Look, I could go do Hooters every Wednesday night. They're getting a crowd. There are shows that, it's not just the Comedy Store and only the Comedy Store. You also have the Laugh Factory, as my freaking neck hurts. You also have the Improv. You can also get down to Comedy Magic Club. You can get down to Long Beach Laugh Factory, assuming you're past at these rooms. And then they have other independent rooms. So just because you're not getting a spot at the Comedy Store, and we would all like to have that, doesn't mean that you can't perform, and it doesn't mean don't worry about it because there's only a certain number of spots. That's the way it goes. And if it means you have to go to Hooters, you go to Hooters. If it, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of big-time comedians, bigger-name comedians that do go to some open mic workout shows where you wouldn't think they would go. I mean, you can find a from what I'm hearing now is that here in Los Angeles, you can find an open mic, a decent open mic in terms of, let me just throw this out there. So a lot of people will say, hey, LA, the open mic scene is, it's all comedians. Okay. If you're an open micer doing open mics, so my back hurts, that's one thing. I can see how that may get to you. But if you're a quote-unquote working comedian, so if you're a working comedian, you're probably better than most open micers, at least half of them. I'm just being nice. You're probably as good as half of the comedians. So you coming in there, you're not making the show worse. You're probably making the show better. So you got that going on. And then if you're just you want to like try out a couple bits just to get feedback. I mean, you have a writing partner at times, right? A lot of people have that. They go, hey, let's meet at my apartment. Let's meet at Starbucks. Let's meet somewhere and write some jokes down. That's essentially what these comedians are doing. That if you're already past, is it stage time? It's stage time in a sense that you're getting to work out stuff. Is it stage time in a sense you're going to get discovered? Probably not. Is it stage time in a sense that, hey, you can promote it and go, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store? No, you don't get to do that. But it's productive. If you want to look at it that way, because when you're doing spots here in Los Angeles, you're looking for production and maybe to be cast in something. It's not about doing your hour. It's not about, you don't do your hour in Los Angeles. I mean, you can, but comedy in LA is about showcasing your 5-minute set, your 15-minute set, 25 maybe. I do an hour. I get to do it, but I'm different. I'm an anomaly and I'm doing an hour. And what does that get me? It gets me doing more hours at the Comedy Store. And what does that lead to? More hours at the Comedy Store. You would think it would lead to more hours on the road. I don't know. But I'll say this, the Comedy Store, because it's popular, maybe because I promote it all the time, I'm the first one to retweet it. You're liking a Comedy Store tweet? Why don't you retweet it? That's what I do. And I'll put a comment. I'll put a mic emoji and a comment to let them know, one, I'm a comedian. I do stand up. With a microphone. It's not always drumming. It's not always audience warm-up. It's not always being a radio host or being a, personality. It's stand-up, and that's what I'm... It's not being a baseball player. It's being a stand-up. So I put that mic emoji on purpose. I don't know who else is doing it. I don't know, but I do that. So I do have a special coming out. It's will be out, I believe, June 19th, available on Amazon. And it's entitled Stephen Brody Stevens in the Main Room or Brody from the Main Room or something of that nature. And it's just goofy. It's silly. It's not perfect. Am I happy with it? Yeah, I'm happy with it, but I'm already looking to the next project. It's like when these movies come out, you hear somebody, they go on the talk show circuit and they're promoting a movie. They go, we're already done with the movie. I'm already working on the next movie. We did this 2 years ago. That's kind of what it's going to be. When I get interviewed for various magazines promoting the special, I'm going to go, well, you know what? It was a year and a half ago. It captured where I was a year and a half ago. So it captured me a year and a half ago taping a special. That's what I was doing. I wasn't doing a comedy show. I mean, I think I mentioned the special. I mean, I the wall is broken down, but not completely. Now, I have to keep this tight today. If you were to ask me right now, and I'm not keeping track, and I don't even know if Amanda Emma. I said Amanda. Why did I say Amanda? I don't know why. I'm not focused right now. How long have I done so far? I'm guessing 12 minutes.
13 minutes and 30 seconds.
Bingo. Bingo. Because I'm laying it up short today. I'm laying it up short today because I'm on limited time. But you know what we're going to do to get the juices flowing? You love it. It's the segment sweeping the land. We call it Sound Effects Theater. So let's see what we can do. We're going to take some phone calls today. I'm going to call my mother. That's how I check in with her. Maybe we'll call Aligny, see what's going up with that. And should I have guessed? Yes. Yes, I should. I'm not going to say you're wrong. You're right. I should have a guest, but I don't because I'm socially insecure, awkward. You try having a tilted pelvis. You try having the nose that I have. My nose got picked on. Not me, my nose. And I felt bad for it. Okay? I had a hair on my chin. Wait. We had a hair on my chin. Oh, I forgot. We're on. Wait. Somebody's walking towards me. Hello? 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 Oh, come on, man. Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens, and welcome to my show. Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens, and somebody is in this room. Hi, everybody. Welcome, and let's get up. Hi, everybody. Let's get up. And bowl the ball. Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. Let's get up and call a taxi. Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. And here's a spring. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. And let's lock the car. And that was our first round of Sound Effects Theater. And here we go. We're going to say what we have here. Somebody's at the door. Hold on. I'll be there in just a second. I said, hold on. Okay, this is getting me upset. All right, let me open it. I'm going to open the door. Here we go. I'm opening the door. Hey, bonus time. Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. And welcome to the Festival of Friendship. And I just completed that sentence. You can ask me almost anything you want. Stephen Brody Stevens, what's your birth date? May 22nd, 1970. What's your sign? I'm a Gemini. What's your favorite food? Tuna fish and pizza. Hi, everybody. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. Do you have a tilted pelvis? Yes, I do. Hi, everybody. Let's play. I've got a quarter. You want to? I'll put it in the machine. I'm taking a quarter and I'm putting it into the arcade machine and let's play a game. One credit, two credits, three credits, and four credits, five credits, six credits, seven credits, eight credits, nine credits. Hello? I'm doing credits. Stop bugging me. Hello? 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 Oh my God, I'm looking into the past. I'm short circuiting. And that was a segment of Sound Effects Theater. Hi, I'm Steve. I'm a model. Hi, my name's Brody, and people think I am photogenic. Hi, everybody. I'm Steve. I have a camera. It's 2.1 megapixels. Hi, everybody. I am enjoying photography. I think you... Here's my business card, and I'll give you a sample picture. Here we go. Hi, everybody. I'm Steve. I think you have the look. You have... Would you mind gazing into my camera? There you go. Good. All right. Smile. Great. Give us that look like you just accomplished something. You made... the best chicken Caesar salad. Hi, I made the best chicken Caesar salad. And I captured you at that moment. Okay. Wait, what did you say? You said capture me at the moment of making a Caesar salad? Well, that upsets me. I just throw down, you know what? You want your Caesar salad? Here it is. Jerk. Okay. You don't talk to me that way. I'll do it again. And again, and again, and again. I'm an angry housewife, and you're telling me, you know, first it's DJ Khaled not wanting to perform oral, and now you're telling me to make a chicken Caesar salad? You don't talk to me that way. What'd you say? I said, I made a Cobb salad for you, and you had some kind of attitude, and I had to stick up for myself, and I'll do it again. I'll do it. I am out of... Hi, my name's Brody. I'm in room 818, and there seems to be a disturbance down the hallway. There's some glass breaking. Yeah, wake up, buddy. Hello? Hello? Look, there's grass breaking. There's grass breaking. Hello? Oh, you son of a bitch. I gotta splash this guy with water. Yeah. What happened? Ow! I said, you wanna play games with me? Here, how do you like this? Hey, I'm Stephen Brody Stevens, and this guy's trying to... All right, that one's not great. It started off good. My teeth are... It's so cold in this studio. My teeth are chattering. Yo, yo, yo. It's SBS. Coming straight at you from Burbank. Yes, Reseda High School. Tarzana Elementary. Panda Express. Thai massage. Gasoline at 76 station. Check the tires. Lunch. Ice cream. Brushing teeth. Taking a nap. Going to a doctor's appointment. Getting a massage. Excuse me, couple more. Hey, don't, you know, this kid just poked me in the eye. He did it again. All right, I'm getting tired of this one. I'm on limited. I'm on limited time. You know what we're going to do right now? We are going to make a phone call and get this thing going. You're listening to Stephen Brody Stevens. He's just chatting right now. I have so many things going on. You could say, well, Brody, you're just up here talking. Well, you know what? I have a special coming out. Maybe it took me 30 episodes of just freaking talking and doing the baseball card game to have a special. But you know more than me. You have a special on June 19th. You're closing the main room tonight. You're doing that. You're going to Dodger Stadium. You've got the radio show on All Things Comedy and Barstool. So go ahead. Tell me my process is wrong. Okay? Don't push me. I'm around alpha males, and it's rubbing off on me. So I wouldn't I think twice before you consider disrespecting me. Making a phone call. Here we go. We are. He usually picks up. He's probably.
Hey, Brody.
You're like running to the phone?
No, I'm just, I was getting ready to go out. Just picking up my phone.
Let me ask you a question, Eric.
Yeah.
Did you think that I might call? Do you know, Brody does his podcast at 2:00. Let me just be home by chance. And then if he does call, say, I'm running out. Oh, I got to go to a meeting. I got to park at the Comedy Store. Is that, could you?
No, I knew you were going to, I knew you had your podcast today, and I stick around. If you're going to call, I'm going to answer.
So you do. I'm right.
But no, I didn't plan anything else around it. I'm actually heading out to go to the bank right now.
Now it's the bank.
I didn't say where I was heading out.
But Eric, I'm right, correct, in that you had a feeling that I'd be calling?
Yeah.
Right. And then you also, on your resume, what did you put down? That you're on the show now? I mean, cause that's what somebody said. You're saying you're a contributor to this show. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wouldn't you run that by me before? You put that in on writing?
I didn't write it.
How old are you? You're in your late 30s, your mid 30s? And you're saying I didn't write it? What is this, freaking high school? Who wrote it?
Did you call me to attack me?
Oh, now you're fighting back.
I'm being honest. Did you call me to attack me?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Because I have.
You didn't even say anything about it until now. That's a week ago I told you.
Yeah, and when was the last?
Why wouldn't you attack me off of a podcast?
When was the last podcast?
A week ago.
You told me 6 days ago.
Okay. Well, why didn't you tell me off of a podcast, not on a podcast?
Because it's good radio. I think people like it.
All right. Well, I'm all about good radio.
I mean, no, wait. Hold on. You're telling me, Eric Aligny, this is the problem here. Last week, you're parking in the lot at the Comedy Store. Now you're telling me and my audience that you put on your resume, this is a part of your show. You're on it. I call you, and because
it wasn't a resume, it was a bio.
Same thing.
It was a bio. It just tells you what the comedian does.
Yeah, so does a resume. So you were on the show. So now I call you, and you're saying, yeah, it's my show. How dare you? I'm on your resume, Brody, or you're on mine. And now you're calling to attack me? How dare you attack me on my show? That's essentially what you're saying.
Wait, on my show?
Yes.
Not my show. What? On your show.
I know that, but it's on your resume. It's on the bio.
I never said it was my show.
What is it? Oh, God. Eric, what's going on with you? This is the problem when you get too confident. You went on stage the other night, and Howard saw you. Steve Agee, a couple good comedians. I didn't see it. I was stuck in traffic, and you had a good set. That's what I heard. You were accepted in that community, and then it turns into, okay, I'm accepted in Brody's community. Now I can park in the lot because I'm already doing that, and I'll put him on the resume. And now I've taken over the show. If he talks about me, I can push back because I'm Eric. I park in the Comedy Store lot.
No, but yeah, I am Eric. Yeah.
Yeah.
But all the other stuff. No.
Wait. Where is this new? Where is this coming from? Last week you were all with it, and now something's happened. Has the power gotten to your head? You have
Not at all, bro.
You have to be honest with me.
And I'm being 100% honest with you. I'm under a lot right now. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm trying to do the best job I can at it, and I don't know why I'd be attacked for that.
Because it's good radio. It's good podcasting. But all, like I said, I've been down this road with you before. I get you to, I push you. In a, not, I don't even push you. I help set a good example for you. I give you encouragement. And then,
well, that's,
and then you
that's
do.
One of the reasons I added you to the, one of the reasons I added you to the bio, the person was talking to me and I told them, yeah, we should add them to the bio because you have helped me out a lot and you are a big part of my comedy life.
I know that, but when you're putting somebody in a bio, it gets a little weird. It's like crossing a line almost. Go ahead.
I put Byron Allen in the bio, and he liked it.
Exactly. That's Byron Allen. He owns the Weather Channel. He's worth $300 million. I'm not. So, again, am I nitpicking? Yes. Am I attacking? Yes. Am I joking? Of course I am. But all of a sudden, Eric gets a little, you know, gets a little too, the britches get too big. What do you have to say to that?
Maybe I should keep working on me being so defensive.
Yes, because today it flared up, and I understand that you're busy. I understand, but if I can't even bust your balls on your show for 5 minutes before you're going to go out to the bank, I mean, that's a red flag. That shows me, like, hey, how is this guy going to handle adversity? I offered you sunglasses. You said you don't wear sunglasses. That was a red flag. Why don't you wear sunglasses? And if you think that's a personal question, I apologize.
Not a personal question. I've never worn sunglasses. I told you I don't feel like I look good in them. I feel like one of those people that's trying to look cool, but I'm not.
That's why. So you don't wear sunglasses because you don't want to give off the impression that you're trying to look cool.
I feel that way, that I'm giving off that impression. So when I wear them, I don't feel comfortable wearing them.
Now, what do you think about all the people who do wear sunglasses? Do you think that's going through their head?
No, but I think some of them look really cool with them. You look cool with glasses on. I personally don't think I look cool with them on.
Because why?
I don't feel cool with them on.
And why don't you feel cool?
I don't know. Just the feeling. It's not like I just feel kind of nerdy in them. I feel like I don't want to wear them.
Nerdy? So you're telling me nerds wear sunglasses? I thought they wore like horned rim reading glasses. So now
I'm saying how I feel is nerdy, as in I'm trying to be cool, but I'm still a nerd wearing the glasses. Does that make any sense at all?
A little bit, but I wouldn't describe you as like somebody who looks like a nerd. How would you describe yourself? It wouldn't be a nerd. You don't dress like a nerd.
Well, you put it best, probably like a future play a role as maybe a serial killer or like the creepy person in a CSI episode.
Yeah, exactly. If I was you, I would be playing CSI stuff. I would be playing crime reenactment, prison guard, prisoner, and that sort of thing. Now, I saw you with the sunglasses. You looked fine. Now, I didn't wear sunglasses growing up because I felt like it made my nose look bigger and it accentuated my cystic acne scars. All of those reasons, I didn't wear sunglasses. But I was also picked on and bullied. I don't think you were. You seem to have a pretty good upbringing. Were you bullied at all, Eric?
Oh, 100%. I had two older brothers, and my one older brother would bully the crap out of me.
That's different. But it's different when a brother's doing it. It's blood. Were you bullied outside of your brothers?
Yeah, I mean, I was bullied at school. But
what would they call you? What would they say?
One of the kids, when I was like in fifth grade, he called me, or sixth grade, I called me instead of Oligny, he called me, "Oh, I have acne."
Okay. Well.
Pretty funny, I thought, at the time.
Did you have bad skin?
I still do, yeah.
But I wouldn't describe you as having acne.
No, I don't have acne as much anymore. I've got like, I get when you shave, I get those ingrown hairs on your neck.
Okay, so what else? So they called you Acne Boy. What else?
Wigger. I don't know how to, is it?
Wait, what did you just say? This is a live, you just said something slanderous. You used a harsh word without.
Well, it's what they would call me in high school, in middle school, they'd call me a wigger or wigger. I don't know.
Well, you know what? You're saying it again, Eric. You can't throw words like that out on live Twitter. You're saying it's right up there with some pretty harsh language. And for you not to, I mean, I'm on your bio, for you not to warn our audience, because we have kids. If you heard the show last week, I got a guy who's got two kids listening to the show. They love Sound Effects Theater. And now, 5 minutes later, they're hearing somebody guy say the W word.
I'm just quoting what somebody called me in school.
Well, you could have given us a heads up, but next time you learn. I know I'm pushing your buttons. I had a 5-hour energy today, probably 3 hours ago. So you're
can at. Can I say something exciting to your fans on Periscope for you?
Sure.
Would you mind? The first show, May 23rd, for Argus Hamilton's Comedy Store tonight. We have one of your favorite people. Our first featured guest on the show will be Stephen Brody Stevens.
Yes, you got it.
Really excited about that.
Where is the show? It's going to take place in the Belly Room?
And it's going to be in the basement of the Comedy Store.
Wait, is it in the Belly Room, or is it in the basement, or is it in both?
We're starting off in the basement, and we're going to be working our way up to the Belly Room.
All right. On May 23rd, what will I be doing? Am I going to be in the basement? Am I going to be in the Belly Room? Is it a podcast? Will there be cameras? Will there be an audience? Am I being interviewed, as I mentioned, or am I doing stand-up? Or both, or all?
Okay, so we're going to have the basement set up to like a late night show. We're gonna have a couch, and Argus is gonna have his chair side of you guys. We're gonna bring in, he's gonna do a monologue, bring you guys in to do like, so the first guests will be Luke Schwartz and Stuart Thompson with their late night 88 show.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be the first guest. After they're done, we'll interview you. We'll do a 30-minute interview with you and Argus.
30? Wait, hold on. 30-minute interview? What is this? Later with frickin' Bob Costas?
Well, the show overall is an hour long, so it's going to be like a 20 to 30-minute interview.
So now it's down to, you just cut it down a third. We just went from 30 to 20.
I'm giving you the maximum time that you could be there, but 20 minutes could be, but we're going to play your, I'll leave that as a secret. We'll just have that go naturally, but yeah, we're gonna have fun and talk old Comedy Store stuff, and it's gonna be basically run like a 70s late night show where we try to play games and
I'm busting your balls. I like what you're doing. Argus has that connection to the 70s and the Tonight Show and the glamorous side of the Comedy Store, the old school. You know, the heart and the soul of the Comedy Store, the foundation on which it was built, Argus represents that. And somebody like you is able to extract those traits. And with you working under the tutelage of Byron Allen, this show possibly could be on the Weather Channel. Is that where you see it going? Do you possibly see the Comedy Store having a deal to produce specials through the Weather Channel?
A Comedy Store Weather Channel merger. That would be amazing. Byron Allen is actually, we're in talks with him right now to be doing the 6th episode.
Really?
Yeah, I just talked to him yesterday.
I mean, doesn't the weather the Weather Channel, they use comedians, don't they, for the world's craziest tornadoes, the world's funniest floods? Don't they do that?
Yeah. I just got a thing from one of our producers asking me to do one of those segments.
Do what? The Weather Channel segment?
Yeah, they have comedians like go over these. They'll have like a fake Doppler, and they'll have you go in and like you make up stuff. You try to be funny. You write it all before.
What do you mean, try to be funny? You tell me I have to try to be funny? I try to be a good baseball player. I try to be the best pitcher I can be. I don't try to do stand-up. I don't try to be funny. I am myself. Yes. Hello?
I watched your Periscope with on the Ding Dong Show. It was really funny.
So what did you like about it? I was holding the Periscope. I went up to Don Barris' Ding Dong Show at the Comedy Store. I let the, I think what we captured on that Periscope, and I'm curious to see what you say about it, is like, I think I captured the vibe, the randomness, and the feel of the Comedy Store on a Monday night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and you also got a date with Katie out of it.
Oh, yeah. Very attractive young lady, misguided, angry.
She's a sweetheart.
Confused. Eric, you have a girlfriend. How dare you flirt with, I don't think your girl would appreciate that talk.
I'm just saying Katie's a sweetheart. I wasn't saying anything about my girlfriend. I was saying that as a person, I think you and Katie would have fun on a date.
All right. Well, thank you, Andy Cohen from Bravo. Now let me ask you:
Are you going to go on a date with her?
Yeah, I might. Yes. It could happen. You know, I can't really talk about dating all that much on these shows. I have a lot of hardcore fans. I feel as though if I did go on a date with Katie, and if it was documented or if word got out, I think some of my fans might lash out, dox her, that sort of thing. So I am.
So you feel like you're in a relationship with your fans?
Kinda. They're very protective. They're very don't want to see me get hurt. There could be jealousy. There could be loyalty. There's a lot of factors that go in. To me, relationships outside the circle of the Stephen Brody Stevens family. Did you just hang up?
No.
And what do you have to say about that? I just made a beautiful comment, and you had nothing to say?
I was in awe of it. I think your fans would appreciate seeing you on that date.
Do you want to segment produce the date? Is that what this is turning into? Why don't you just go ahead and put this on your resume too? Just say, we'll be directing Stephen Brody Stevens' date with Katie, who's a sweetheart.
There's no such thing as a bad credit.
Who said that?
I just did.
I mean,
I'm sure it's been said 100 times.
There's no such thing as a bad credit. I don't know. There could be, but we can go with that on another time. A couple more things real quick. So you're saying that I was on stage last week and I needed a beverage. I needed a pick me up. And mm-hmm. I don't always ask for a Red Bull. I think it's rare, if ever, for me to.
Let's not talk about this. Can we not talk about this on podcast? I would rather not have that person be even considered. I try to avoid these things, Brody.
You know what I would have said? This is what I would have said. Because I know where I was going. I knew what I was going to say. Was I going to say the names that you're thinking of? I don't think so. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad you stopped me. However, the tone, the authority, the assertiveness was something that my audience and truthfully myself didn't appreciate.
I apologize to the audience on Periscope. I did not mean to come off as an aggressive, defensive person. I just didn't want to talk about that issue. And
couldn't you have made it comedic somehow? I mean, ask me something. Say, go into that. Say, talk about something of same kind of situation. Go. And I'll tell you how to rectify it. Let's see how I would do it. Action.
Okay. So let's say when we're out in Sacred Ground the other night and a certain person made you upset because they were talking about something that you didn't really particularly like when they do it.
Oh, when Don accuses me of being gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. So now I'm pissed off. Why are you bringing that up?
You asked me to do it.
Oh, okay. Ask me again.
So, the other night when we were in Sacred Ground and you got really upset.
I know, Eric, I get angry sometimes. I took a 5-hour energy, but for the sake of this, believe me, I'm going to get negative emails. I wouldn't bring it up. But let's stay positive. Okay. So go ahead. What happened?
That was a better way.
Yeah, with you, go, Brody, I don't want to talk about this. I just don't. That's kind of how you said it.
Well, I like to keep negative things as far away from my life as possible, and that's a negative thing.
I know that, but you could have been more subtle with you could have thrown out a little humor and steered it a little bit.
Yeah.
You like threw down, instead of throwing down spike strips, you went right into the pit maneuver. You should have thrown down spike strips, a little slowdown action, but nope, I'm going to go ahead and pit you, Brody. That's what you went straight to the pit maneuver.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right there. I went right to the pit maneuver because I thought you were going to go into it right away, and I didn't want it to. I just want that to be, I want this negative stuff in life to just be in the background. I don't need to pay attention to it. Paying attention to that kind of stuff is why you see a lot of bitter comics and a lot of bitter people walking around.
I was going to say that, what do you feel about, are there people jealous that you are helping me? I've been on the podcast. That's what I was going to get at.
I think any comic would be jealous to be part of your world. You're pretty interesting. You're a funny as fuck comic. I'm sorry to cuss. You're a funny as hell comic. You're original, and yeah, so I could see that. I don't really think anybody's jealous of me, though. I have a lot of really close friends in comedy. I don't see jealousy.
Would you say I'm a top 20 comedian at the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Then how come I only get 2 to 3 spots a week?
You get more stage time than any other comic, so.
Stage time or mic time?
Stage time.
So you're telling me I get more spots than anybody else?
No, but you get more stage time. You get the same amount of spots as anybody except maybe a Rogan or a Marc Maron or, like, you know, the guys with 3 million, 5 million followers.
I read Bill the... Burr. Do you read the lineups every day that they put out?
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm happy with 2 to 3 spots. I'm nitpicking. I'm just being silly. Listen, that's something I don't want to talk about. How dare you, Eric, bring up the topic of spots at the comedy club now? People can see this and interpret it as me being complaining about not getting spots at the club, and now it gets out there. So thanks a lot, Eric. That's
basic. Do you have a spot tonight?
I don't want to talk about it. Because now I'm known as the guy who complains about Comedy Store spots. Because you didn't warn me. You should have said, Brody, I wouldn't go into ranking comedians. It's not healthy. But you didn't stop me. And next thing you know, I'm slamming the Comedy Store. So I'm going to have to delete this podcast, delete the Periscope, and delete the Twitter right now in the timeline for what just happened there. How do you feel about that, being responsible for this moment in comedy?
Is Emma or what's his name? Do they edit? Can they just edit this part?
It's live over the air. I'm probably getting messages right now about that.
Did you congratulate the newest paid regular at the Comedy Store?
Yeah, you called it. Was it you who said that he was, or was it you or somebody else? I was asking about Ron.
I said that I had two people in mind. I thought Matt Billen and Ron Taylor got passed.
Yeah, he's funny, right? That's what somebody was saying. He's a funny guy. I'm not that the other door guys aren't funny. They're all funny. They're all funny in their own way.
Yeah, this is a very, very talented class of door guys. He's very funny and just super likable on stage.
Let me ask a question. Will my spots be affected by this?
No.
Okay.
Your spots don't get affected by things like that, because you have those and they're in the late night spots can't be. You do those spots well, so nobody else can do them. You, Holtzman, Don Barris.
There's only a handful of guys who can do those last minute spots, I know.
Yeah, it's like I told you, I've watched the people that want to do them, and they go up there and they can't do it like you guys. They don't have the crowd doesn't want to stay around for what they're bringing.
And they want the crowd to stay around?
I mean, you and Don and Holtzman, you guys keep crowds. People want to stay that whole time when you're on stage. They don't leave until you get off.
But it's like Don, for example, his act is geared towards that spot. He likes it trying to, you know, play that. Same thing with me. I attack that late spot. So when these other, and I think Holtzman can, you know, Holtzman's done enough, he gets it too. But what are the other younger comedians or somebody who doesn't do that spot as much? What mistake, if you want to call it a mistake, or what are they not able to do at that point that they'd want to do?
I've only seen a couple other do the spot. I've seen Sam Tripoli do it, and I've seen Sandro Iocolano and Jamar Neighbors. And I think Sandro's very strong, and he'll be really good at late night. Sam, I like. I don't have anything against him. Sam's not as audience driven as you and Don are.
Yeah, we're audience guys. That's what it is. We're audience warm up guys. So we warm up the crowd and we bring them down. That's what we do.
Yeah. It's not that Sam doesn't do a good job. He does a great job. It's not as about the audience as when you and Don are on stage.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask one final question, Eric. If you were listening to this live or later or what have you, would you say this was an interesting topic? I mean, we talked about the Comedy Store. It's very popular. Would you say, can you take yourself out of this conversation, out of this reality, out of this dimension, pull away, look at it, and go, you know what? Interesting phone conversation. I could see this being a podcast, a regular show. It kept my attention as somebody who was in the actual interview.
Yeah, there's a lot there. You're showing a backside of comedy. You're not just showing the fluff. You're attacking me, which people love.
Right, exactly. And, yes, and I admit that I was. I admit.
Again, anything for your podcast. I think you're great. If your fans like when you attack me, I like being attacked by you.
Wow. You're submissive. Interesting. Listen, I got to wrap.
Your fans are the best. They're really great people. Want to say Sharon in Texas, she did not ever say I was a minor leaguer. She's always been great and loyal. So I was wrong on that the other day.
Okay, good. Apology accepted. I'm sure.
Yeah. And Liberty's very cool. I went through and I looked at my blocks on Twitter, and she wasn't blocked, so I don't know why she said she was blocked. I did not see her on my block list.
So now you're calling her out. So one girl,
no,
you
saying,
say yes,
other
girl.
She can look. she can look. I'm not blocking her. I didn't know that. I didn't think that she was blocked, and I wouldn't block her. I didn't block her. I must have blocked her back then and then unblocked her.
How many times are you going to say the word block?
Blocked.
It's a lot of blocking. Okay, listen. I got to get going. Eric, great job. Thank you very much. And I need help with the couch. I need help with the inversion table. And
do we have time for a quick baseball card game?
Yes, and we'll wrap it up on that. Let me get the baseball card. Emma, how long have we done?
You're at 53 minutes.
We'll do a quick baseball card game because I got to wrap it up, actually. Emma, should I feel good about this podcast?
Yeah, you're moving quickly today.
I know, I have to because I got to go to the Dodger game and a couple other things. But I, you know what? Not everyone is the great. It's not the. This is fine. Okay, are you ready to play, Eric?
Yeah.
Let me think.
Let's play the baseball card game.
Well, let me find. Hold on. Okay. You may know that guy. Might know that guy. You won't know that guy. Maybe that guy. You won't know 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 that guy. You would know that guy. You will know that guy. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. These are two big names.
I would also like to add that during this podcast, I have not drank any Dr. Pepper or smoked one cigarette.
Nice job. Okay. Let me grab another one. Because some of these... Yeah, I mean, you pulled up the baseball card game. You know, I wasn't like... My energy wasn't ready for it just yet, but it's settling in. It's settling in. The energy is settling in. I'm trying to like pick some names here that we have not done a ton of. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Let me grab one more. This is, you know, this could be an issue with the baseball card game. Somebody's really eager to get into it when the guy's not ready. Okay. I think you'll know this one, but we'll do it. Okay, this guy. All right, here's a basic. Let's do a warm-up one. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess Gary Sheffield.
That's incorrect, but what's your next question? That is incorrect.
What? Does he bat right or left?
Right-handed. He bats right. He batted right-handed.
Batted right-handed.
Would you like to make a guess?
Terry Pendleton.
Good guess. You're not, and that's a good guess. Terry Pendleton was a switch hitter, though, so that guess kind of was not that good, actually.
Right.
Yes, this guy bats right.
Most of those old Braves were switch hitters. So what position did he play?
Outfield.
Delino DeShields.
Delino DeShields was an infielder, played second base, and he batted left-handed.
Is he black or is he white?
He is not black. He is not white, but
so
those would be an interesting question if posed today.
So let's think. Right-handed outfield.
Ask me a question again. Is he black or is he white?
Is he black or is he white?
He's been both.
Michael Jackson.
Good guess. Think along those lines. If you follow recent news.
Oh, Sammy Sosa.
Yes, you got it. That's how you play the baseball card game.
He's pink now.
Yes, he's pink now, and that's how you do it. That was a good job. All right, let's do one.
That was fun.
Okay, let's do one more. What's your guess?
Fred McGriff.
Nope.
What position does he play?
Shortstop.
Ooh, Craig Biggio.
Craig Biggio played center field and second base. No.
Who am I thinking of from the Jeff Bagwell's first base? I'm thinking of the Astros player. Jeff Blauser.
No.
That's right-handed or left-handed?
Left-handed.
Left-handed shortstop. Ozzie Smith.
Very close. Ozzie Smith was a switch hitter, but very close.
Can I get what team he was most predominantly playing for?
So you guess Ozzie Smith, right?
Yeah.
And I say very close. And you ask me what team he plays for?
Oh. So Cardinals shortstop. I can't think of.
You asked Ozzie Smith, and I said, very good guess.
Yeah.
You want me to? We got to wrap this thing up pretty quick. Ask me another question.
David Eckstein.
No. David Eckstein was a right-handed hitter.
Oh. I'm not really good at that right-handed, left-handed stuff.
I could tell. And that's okay. That's okay. Ozzy Osbourne, Ozzy Canseco, shortstop, left-handed hitter. It's not Ozzy Smith. It's Ozzy.
Oh, Ozzy Guillen.
Yes. I mean, I'm going to say it. That's how you play the baseball card game, but you almost backed into it, essentially. You essentially backed into it. I was saying Ozzy. And that's kind of defeats the purpose of the baseball card game. Repeating. That's kind of not allowed, but because of time constraints. And
I would have to say that last one was a loss.
Yeah. You know what? But you did a good job today. You did 40 minutes, 37 minutes on the podcast. Go ahead and put that down on your resume. You did 48 minutes or whatever you did. I got to wrap it up. Eric, thank you very much. May 23rd, I'll do the show with Argus. Looking forward to it. And I'll see you this week at the Comedy Store. Thank you very much. Eric Aligny, anything you want to add?
Have a good night, everybody, on Periscope. Brody, if you're there tonight, I'll see you there tonight. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. There he goes, Eric Aligny. Thank you very much, everybody. I do have to wrap it up. I got to get going. Have a great afternoon, a great night. My name is Stephen Brody Stevens. Let's go ahead and look at what's going on in the Periscope. I've not checked it once. My mind's been scattered because I got it. I have to go get these metal detector, whatever they are, smoke detectors, go home, shower, and then go to the Dodger game. Big boy. Where's Big Boy? What does it say about Big Boy? He's trending. Idaho, so proud of Big Boy. Real McDonald Trump today. Celebrate. What? I don't know what that is. Okay. Let's look at the how many people watch this. I'm going to say 650. Still going. 33 people watching live. I'll take that number. All right, guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to wrap it up. Have a great afternoon. My hat. You got it. Stephen Brody Stevens. We will be getting guests. We will be continue to grow with all things comedy. It's always an honor to meet with you. Today, yes, my mind was a little scattered, but I'm doing the show. And have a great evening, a great night, a great summer. This, when you're listening to this, it will be, it's May. It's May 9th, 2018. You just listened to a podcast. You listened to a Stephen Brody Stevens Positive Push podcast on May 9th, 2018, right here. I want to say have a wonderful afternoon. Stephen Brody Stevens, got to get going. I'll be back in 1 week. Yes, enjoy.